That's right. We have lots coming up for the second hour. First, we'll be talking to a father. He is a blogger. He does a parenting blog. He's recently been elevated to sort of international fame after he did a blog involving his son and his visit to Hooters. And we'll get into that controversy and what he's faced since. The name of, if you want to find out some more really quickly, you can go to The Rain Racer. Maybe just Google that. The actual name of the site is therainracer.wordpress.com. And we'll be with him in just a few moments. He'll be live from Virginia. Later on in the hour, we will be talking about what many people are calling the province's latest cash grab, which is busting you for using your handheld phone in your vehicle. Might touch on that very briefly. And then we'll do a profile of a Canadian entertainer with one of the members of a Canadian group grabbing lots of headlines lately, a group called Grand Analog. They are a fusion group, and they recently rose to number one on a Canadian music chart. And on, I think, Tuesday, they'll be featured in the new version of 90210. We got to speak with Ordario Williams, and we'll have our interview with him in just a few moments from now. But in the meantime, let's say good afternoon from Virginia to Mr. Bob Elston. He's the father of a parenting blog, and I don't know if he got into hot water or just drew some fresh attention to an old issue. Let's say good afternoon, Bob Elston.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having me on your show.
My pleasure. You've been grabbing a lot of media headlines lately and sparking a lot of debate, and a lot of it comes from your blog about parenting. I guess you've been doing this for how long?
I've just been doing this for a few months. I'm a fairly obscure little blog out there.
Were obscure until what happened at Hooters?
Well, my son plays youth football, and one of our neighbors, Jim Fagan, he has a son who plays on my son's team, and the field was near Hooters, and so Jim said, "Hey, when the game's over, let's take our kids to Hooters for lunch."
Your two 11-year-old boys to Hooters.
That's right.
Now you do a blog about parenting.
That's right.
The Rain Racer is what it's called, sort of raising your daddy game a notch. And if you want to find out more, it's www.therainracer.wordpress.com. And you sort of posted this story about you had a photo there of your son and your son's friend and a Hooters waitress, and it set off all sorts of controversy about criticizing you for sort of taking your son there in the first place. And just sort of take us, what was the blog about and what was the response? And are you surprised about the reaction to this point?
Yeah, in the intro you called it an international controversy, and I never would have thought that a lunch a few weeks ago with my son and my parents, a neighbor, and another child would become such a big sensation. So I'm a little perplexed myself, but I think we're talking about 11-year-old boys, and they have sexual images and gossip among their friends all around them. And I knew that my son was curious. He'd heard of Hooters because he'd heard about it from some of his friends.
Mm.
And he was curious about what went on there. And so I called my wife and I said, "Hey, after the game, we're going to stop by Hooters. Are you all right with that?" And she kind of laughed at me like I even needed to call to get permission.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to see how my son would handle himself in a situation that he's never been in before.
Now, see, the interesting thing is because I don't make it a habit of going to Hooters, but I know the few times I've been, there has been families there. It's not that unusual. I guess the unusual part is that someone doing a parenting blog would do it and then have a picture of their child with a Hooters waitress. And so some of the criticisms that you faced have been a little bit, I don't know how to put them, maybe archaic or whatever, but I mean, they do kind of pitch themselves as a family restaurant. So were you surprised when people have said, you know, this, you're a bad father, and what are you doing exposing your son to this environment, and you're sexualizing women by taking your son there? What do you have to say to that reaction and the controversy?
Well, I mean, I'm not really surprised, because I think that it's sort of a red meat issue when you have an 11-year-old boy and anything sexual used in the same sentence together. People are going to take positions on those things. So I guess I shouldn't have been as surprised, or I should not have been surprised at the reaction.
I have to say, though, Hooters is a very educational place to go to. I don't know what age is appropriate, but you can learn a lot of things, if not anything, than hiring biases by visiting a Hooters. But I mean, there's a lot of encounters there that might be for only older children. What did you blog about? You took a picture of your son and his friend and the Hooters waitress. What did you say in that specific blog that got all the attention?
Well, my mother took the picture, and the attention I think was drawn to the my idea that I wanted to kind of take the temperature of where my 11-year-old son was when it comes to women and sexuality and things like that, and that I felt that Hooters was a pretty harmless place to take that temperature.
But in terms of take that temperature, what do you mean by take that?
I was way off base on that one.
What do you mean take that temperature? Because I know that a lot of people say this is where the controversy begins, because did you almost want your son to interact with an attractive woman?
No, I wanted to see what his reaction would be, and I think it was fairly typical of an 11-year-old, which was awkwardness. He told me that as soon as he walked in, he took a look around, and his curiosity about knowing more went out the window, and he was ready to walk right back out again.
Oh, okay.
So for me, I took that as a fairly good parenting outcome. I would not want the opposite, which is he went once and now keeps bugging me to take him back.
Yeah, I can't get enough of the wings or something like that.
Right.
Now, you do a parenting blog, and again, I'll direct people there, www.therainracer.wordpress.com. What would you suggest to other parents who go, you know, they might be in the car listening right now going, you know, is it okay to take my kid to Hooters? What would you suggest? Do you think this is something that people should learn from your experience, or is it something they should do on their own as well? What would you encourage people or discourage people from doing the same?
Well, I mean, I would only encourage people to do things with their kids that they're comfortable with. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who are really uncomfortable with what I did, and just because I'm okay with it doesn't mean everybody is. So if you're an uncomfortable parent who thinks that Hooters is, you know, akin to a strip club and that your kids would be negatively affected by going there, by all means, don't go. And if you think that Bob Elson's advice is so good and you try to pull it off yourself, it probably wouldn't come off as all that genuine. So, you know, I don't think anyone needs to change their position on Hooters based on what I have to say about it.
I agree. You're listening to News Talk 1010, the Ben Merster Show. We're speaking with Bob Elston in Virginia. He is a blogger. He does blogging about parenting and recently raised a lot of eyebrows and got a lot of media attention after doing a blog where he took his son to Hooters and took a photo of it and explained why he went there, what he was looking for, and what he wanted to introduce to his son. Well, when we come back with him, I'll talk about how America specifically deals with the issue of sex and when is it okay to talk about it? When is it okay to talk about women being sexualized? A lot of these conversations come up quite naturally in Hooters. You know, maybe you don't have to go there to initiate them, but they're very important conversations. We'll be back with more from Bob Elston after a quick traffic stop.